Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have LaDonna Drigo of My Fairy Godparents. LaDonna, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. I'm super excited to have you on, and I wanted to actually start everything off. I know we're meeting at the conference, so I wanted to hear how the conference was going for you.
It's going actually very well. I came across it literally a few days ago on social media. I want to say it might have been Instagram, and it just, I don't know, I love the name, Purple Con. Anything I see with a con, I'm like, ooh, a convention. So I just was like, you know, it piqued my interest, and I believe the first thing I did, I went online and I signed up so I could get more information, and there was like a little 50% off offer, and I was like, look, I'm a consultant right now, and I'm not working corporate on the side, because that's how I like to say it. Corporate is the side gig.
Right.
So I'm not at a liberty to pay, and I just said, you know, I'm willing to volunteer my time. I just want to, you know, be there and take advantage of, you know, learning from the speakers that you guys have, because the main person that drew my attention is Shelly Bell, and I've been trying to connect with her. And I'm big on, if you're trying to connect with someone, you know, try to bridge the gap and meet them halfway. It's not always that they're going to come to you. So that's pretty much how I came across PurpleCon, and I'm volunteering today. I volunteered yesterday in the middle of all of my other things, but I think that the biggest thing for me is I like to show support because I expect it in return.
Awesome. Yeah, it's all about energy, because whatever you put out is what comes back.
And exactly.
Thank you so much for the volunteering, because it's been an awesome conference and convention. So
thank you to Danielle and her team, because they're the core staff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I wanted to ask you for what I call your CEO story. And this is what you feel is your background, what led you to start your business.
Well, My Fairy Godparents is an exempt charity organization based in the DC metro area. What led me to start it is actually moving up here. I'm from Dominica, so I'm Caribbean. Mm-hmm. And I was raised in North Carolina and Guadeloupe, which is a French island neighboring Dominica. And I moved up to the DC metro about, I want to say maybe 6 or 7 years ago. And when I first moved up here, of course, I knew no one. My godmother lives here and my college sister lives here. So that's pretty much how I came to be in this area. I was actually on my way up to New York, and then Hurricane Sandy happened, and I'd already resigned at my job in Charlotte.
Oh.
So then I had to just kind of lay low in Maryland for a little while in Bethesda. And then my college sister was like, I like your company. Like, we haven't seen each other. I'm barely in North Carolina. You don't come to DC. So stay for 3 months. She's like, you don't have a job. It's not like you got anywhere to be. She's like, you don't have to pay me any rent. Like, she literally was like, I'm giving you no room to say no. So then I was like, you know what? I definitely don't want to deal with subway rats floating in water and stuff like that, because that's what was going on.
Right.
So I was like, you know, sometimes divine intervention, right?
Right.
I actually had a personal story where I had to send my daughter overseas. Her father's incarcerated, and before he became incarcerated, we had a rift. You know, we weren't together anyways, but we had a rift, and he stopped supporting her. And then I end up getting evicted, was homeless, living with friends. So I was like, you know, I don't mind me living with friends, but my mom has a 3-bedroom apartment in Guadeloupe. I put my daughter on a 1-way buddy pass from one of my friends from back when I was with United Airs. I was like, girl, $100. My mom met her in St. Martin, and she stayed there for like 2-3 years.
Right.
So with my daughter not being with me as a mom, I kind of felt naked. And then I was around my godmother. And then I would see, like, it's little things that I needed, like when I got my first apartment up here, which was like literally 6 months when I moved up here. I was not playing. And my godmother's a realtor. So she had clients that were moving out of state. So they sold me their furniture like really cheap. Some of them was just free. There's like, just as long as you can pick it up,
just take it.
Cause we don't have anywhere to put it. And I was just like, wow, you know, like my whole godmother, like the way she's taking care of me. So that's when the idea of My Fairy Godparents came to fruition, because I needed something to fill that void with the fact that my daughter wasn't around and I still had that maternal instinct and I wanted to do things. sense. And then I also looked at it like, you know, I am big on like giving and supporting and being like a part of a community. What better way than to start a charity and help the kids in the community that I'm trying to get to know? So I use, you know, the charity as a way to network for sure. But it wasn't my intention to just start a charity because I wanted to network. It was organic. And then I would always tell people the name came because of my godmother. And I was like, I want to be somebody's godparent. And I feel like we all should be a godparent. And literally what My Fairy Godparents does is we curate resources. We are not the end all be all. We cannot do everything. Right now we're doing a prom project. And it's not going to be on my own that I can find X amount of tuxedos or suits and gowns for boys and girls, because we actually help boys and girls with our prom project. So that's really the long and short, more long, of how My Fairy Godparents came about. It's just someone, you know, like, I didn't even mention my primary business, because I feel like it's not really the thing. Like, I want to really focus on highlighting the charity. But, you know, it came from doing the PR and learning that the best way to kind of network and bridge the gap and let people know about you is to give.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I always say, givers gain. And a lot of times, like we mentioned before, you know, if you put that energy out, it comes back to you. So I appreciate you. Yeah, I appreciate you for doing all that, because there's a lot of people that need, you know, godparents, and definitely
in the sense of the community. Yeah,
yeah, it's not just a word. It's something mm-hmm. in what the actions that people are doing. And
that's
I love
right.
that you're doing that with your charity. So
you.
I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And mm-hmm. this is what you feel kind of distinguishes you or sets you apart, or it can mm-hmm. be for your organization.
I think it kind of blends, because I'm the type of person, and with the clients that I have that I, you know, consult for as far as PR, public relations, I tell them to just be their authentic self, because you are your brand. Like, I don't care where you want to be 10 years from now. People are going to do business with people they like.
Mm-hmm.
I remember hearing Kevin Hart saying when he was on set, he was like the most bubbly person. And that got him callbacks, because they remember, they're like, we got to be with you like how many hours of the day? Because,
yeah.
you know, when you work, especially like I've done some acting, like that's my little passion. If I could be the next Angelina Jolie or whatever, Angela Bassett, that'll be awesome for me. I still have my businesses and my charity, but
right.
I'm definitely like the acting type.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just like, oh my gosh, I want to make sure that you, well, for me, what I got out of Kevin Hart is you just have to make sure that people like you. Like, it is a popularity contest. We don't want to believe it, but like, it is. People do business with who they like. And then after that comes, are you qualified? Because you could be the best candidate, the most knowledgeable, but a serial a-hole, and they will go hire the next best thing because
yeah.
they don't want to deal with a serial a-hole 24
exactly.
hours for whatever, you know, length of the project.
Yeah.
You have to be likable, and it has to be genuine.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny is because a lot of times, even like when you're hiring, you know, for a company, or even if people you want to be around, just like you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times you look for those soft skills, not necessarily
mm-hmm.
if you know how to do X, Y, and
exactly.
Z, but you're likable,
you're
trustworthy, are you
yeah.
coachable, do you have
integrity.
Energy, you want to work.
All those
things
words.
Like that. It's like, it's crazy because so many people, you know, sometimes we get so focused on the how,
mm-hmm.
which is definitely important
mm-hmm.
sometimes, the certifications, things like that.
Right.
But we forget sometimes that people want to be around people that they like. And if you're likable, that is, you know,
mm-hmm.
helping you win that popularity
yeah.
contest.
Yeah, it's not even more so like, what can you offer me? Is why should I hire you?
Mm.
Why should I work with you?
Yeah.
Why should I renew your contract?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why should I stick with you? And I mean, I'm not like a shy person. So I would have to say my secret sauce is me. And I feel like anybody that answers that question, they should be their secret sauce, because
yeah.
there's no other you.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what skills you have, only you can deliver and think the way you can.
Yeah.
That no one can take that from you.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient.
I had to learn this one. Mine's is delegate.
Mm.
I mean, because for me, you're the chief executive officer. You're not the chief do everything, be everything to everybody. That's,
right.
The acronym isn't that long. It's three letters. So keep it simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's all about having, you know, those people around you to be able to do that. But like you said, I struggle with it myself, to being able to give people the opportunity and also empower them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to give them something to do if you want them
yeah.
to do it.
And I would even say another hack is I hate people around me that just tell me what I want to hear.
Because
I am not that type of person. If I don't have anything good to say, I'm not a quiet person. I get quiet. something is off with the energy, or I'm trying to understand what it is that you're trying to do because I don't agree with it, but I'm trying to be like diplomatic and understanding because I may not have all the answers. I might have a degree, I might have the years of experience, but if I'm dealing with a client, for example, they know what they want because they're the person that's, you know, running their business. They are their brand. And if they don't know, and sometimes that's what I encounter, they're trying to figure it out. They're still going through business development or brand development or artist development. And it's just a matter of just kind of, you know, being quiet and letting them get that out. But I really don't think that we should have people around us that just tell us what we want to hear or that are just like us, because how are you growing? And we also should not always stay in the same area. We should continue our education. And even if it's just going online and going to Young Leaders of America Network on Facebook and doing like I did a fundraising little online seminar. I got a certificate at the end. But I learned so much.
Right. Love that those CEO nuggets and CEO hacks. So now I actually wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or a piece of advice. Or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
Stop doing stuff for free. Because there is free and there's barter. And I rather barter because I see value in people. And I know the money's gonna come. I'm not there yet, but I know the money's gonna come because of the feedback that I get. And the fact that I hear some clients say, man, I wish I could pay your retainer. Like, you know, I like working with you. You know, you keep it real with me. You know, you're likable, you're funny, or you just say whatever and you crack me up, you know?
Right.
But you kind of give it to me in a way that I can receive it instead of blocking you out. And I do, don't get me wrong, I do have clients where like they're like me, they do a lot of stuff and then they want to tell everybody in one elevator pitch everything they do. I'm like, you got to just figure out what you want from that person and pitch that.
Yeah.
And sometimes you may know you want to get connected because this happened to me. I don't know exactly how I hate to use the word use, but you have to be useful. I have to be useful to you and you have to be useful to me. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, what are we doing? So it has to be where you see that there's a use for that person, and then the reciprocation has to be there as well, where you can give something to that person, because if it's one-sided, then you're a user.
Yeah. I always say that, like, you want to try to create as many win-win opportunities as possible, because some people should not just want to be able to take and win. Mm-hmm. It should be like one of those win-win opportunities where everybody's kind of getting value.
Yeah. And especially with a barter, I've learned to kind of put my foot down and say, this is what I need from you versus just going with the flow. That's another thing. And I think you learn that with not just experience, but mentors. Like, I wish I had had mentors. Mm-hmm. I tried to seek them out, but every time I would, they saw me as competition. And that's how I honestly feel. It's like, okay, I'm not even making that much money consulting. Here you are talking about you're doing PR as well, and you want me to help you, and you want to help me. How can you help me but steal my clients?
Right.
I really feel like that energy coming off of people.
Right.
And it's unfortunately mostly female. Like, I don't get that energy from males because they're like, I'm good. Like, I'm secure. But I just feel like some females just have insecurities that males don't.
Yeah, and it's definitely.
And I know somebody's going to hear this, probably not like it, but this is my opinion. Opinions are like a-holes.
Everybody has one, right? Yeah, but this is unfortunate because I would say the good part is that I always say if something's not going to work out, I'd rather know yesterday than wait till today.
Oh my goodness,
it's greater
yes.
to get those vibes early on.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Then early on. So absolutely love that. Thank you for that CEO nugget. And now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So what does it mean to you?
For me, CEO means, I would say, I'd have to give you several words. It means ownership. It means knowing when to follow versus lead, and then also knowing when to lead. It's balance, and it's also creating jobs. Because if you're a CEO and it's a company of one, my question is then, what are you really doing? I feel like I remember I used to attend a church called Destiny Harvest. It's just not called Destiny Church. And the slogan was never do life alone. We weren't created to be alone. We don't thrive when we're alone. So then if you're going to start something, then you should not want to do it alone. You should want to do it to better your environment, strengthen your village, feed your kids, feed your neighbor's kids, because it shouldn't be all about you. It's not an army of one. Yeah. There's no army of one.
Sometimes you hear this self-made and things like that, but in reality, there was people, there was a community, there was somebody that did X, Y, and Z to help you out in some way, shape, or form, or fashion. But it's also, you know, good to remember that as well.
Yeah, the self-made thing is like, you had a mom and a dad.
Yeah, right. You were born.
they had a mom and a dad.
Exactly.
They probably had siblings. Mm-hmm. Every person you encounter affects you. It molds you. So I don't see how it could be self-made.
Exactly.
At all.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, LaDonna, I truly appreciate your time. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic just to see if there's anything additional you can let our readers and our listeners know and then how best they can get a hold of you.
Well, the first thing I'd like for them to do is log on to myfairygodparents.org, and it's parents with an S at the end. Once you log on there, you can actually route through our social media. We're on Instagram. We don't tweet as much because we're still building. This year's our relaunch, so we're really looking for people to partner with us that have the same mentality. Our niche, or what we concentrate on supporting, is or are underserved youth and youth with incarcerated parents. That is not the end all be all, because as I mentioned, first and foremost, we're looking for partners in the community because we curate resources.
Makes perfect sense. So we'll make sure to have all those links in the show notes as well. But I appreciate your time. Appreciate everything that you're doing as well.
Thank you.
Dedicating your energy to it. So I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.